He paid but little attention to the ones who were around him.
So you say he is a queer?
Queer disposition, kind of a person.
Would you use it as a noun?
Yeah.
I mean, would you say he is a queer, not just he is queer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Saint Adam is real sure of his own ways and never wants to change and won't listen to anybody's advice. Just going to do things his way. You say that he's...
Oh, you say he's the guy that's set in his own ways and there's no ways to change.
Okay. Or if you were arguing with someone like that, you might tell them, don't be so...
Don't be so stubborn.
Okay.
That's a word used lots of times. Don't be so stubborn about it, your views.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say that person was mighty...
Mighty easy. Disturbed, or he's pretty nettly. Well, that's the word.
Nettly?
Nettly. It's touchy. The word nettly or touchy. He's touchy.
Uh-huh.
In other words, you had to be careful about what you said to him, you know. He wouldn't take a joke. You couldn't joke.
Uh-huh.
And they call it, I've heard the expression last time, he's a nettly disposition.
Uh-huh.
You've got to be careful what you say to him, things like that.
Okay. He said, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
Oh, well, in the part of probably that knew him would come right back. And he said, oh, yes. You got to hand him with gloves on. That's another expression you used.
Yeah.
Which meant, you see, you couldn't say to this party just what you wanted to say to him in a way. At the other people, you could.
Yeah, why couldn't you? Because he'd get
vexed about it. It hurt his feelings, or he wouldn't like it, something like that.
Or if it loses his temper, you'd say he'd get awfully...
Yeah.
Awfully what?
Awfully stirred up about it.
Okay. And you say, somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell them, now just keep
quiet, get hold of yourself.
Okay. Or say you're in a burning building and a lot of people in it. Someone might say, now everybody just keep calm.
Everybody, just keep control of himself and nobody get excited to this thing and we'll work it out.
Or you tell everyone to what down, just...
Quiet down.
Or what about calm?
Calm down, or settle down.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
Tired.
Okay.
Worn out.
Okay. Say the person had been well, all of a sudden you... Here they got some disease, you'd say, well, I don't know what it was, just last night they, what? Sick, they.
Well, see, don't know what happened to him, just showed up sick last night, or something to that effect.
Okay, or another way you'd say showed up sick, or just suddenly
become ill.
Okay, would you use the word got sick or took
sick? Got sick, or took sick, yeah, that's commonly used.
Okay, and some who got overheated and chilled, then his eyes and nose started running, and started sneezing and coughing and said that he what cold.
I guess the expression used mentioned mostly about that would be that fellow just about packed out.
Mm-hmm.
Just about gone out.
What would you say had happened to him? He's been out in the rain.
He's been out in the cold. He's
chilled. Or he's what cold?